ओम शांति। वेरी गुड इवनिंग। यू हैव हर्ड अ लॉट ऑफ वेलकम वेलकम, सो आई डोंट नीड टू रिपीट अगेन। आई थिंक वी आर ऑल वेरी मच अवेयर दैट वी द एक्टर्स ऑन दिस वर्ल्ड ड्रामा स्टेज have played our part for a long, long time, from the beginning of the golden age through the silver, copper and iron ages. And now we are in the confluence age. Even the confluence age, we are in the last leg. And so Bap Dada keeps reminding us, it's time now to prepare yourself to go home. So one word recently Bap Dada reminded us to use in two ways, because one is because this is the last scene of the drama, we all have to prepare ourselves to return home, whether we want or not. The guide has come to take us back. He will definitely take us. But at the same time, we don't want to go home just like that, because we have received so much sustenance from Sakar Baba, from Avyakt Bap Dada for years and years. And so, out of love, you know, Baba has so much of love for us that he has given the return of his love for us. So now it is very important that we give the return to Baba for the sustenance, the love that he has given to me since I have become a Brahmin. So the word that echoes in our ears at the present time, at least for me, is return. Giving return and make return journey. First, give the return and then ready for return journey. So I'm just going to share with you some tips. Some practical tips that we can prepare ourselves to give the return and also return home with Baba as a companion. See, one of the things that out of love we would like to do something which Baba likes us to do. So one first step that we can practice this in our life is to make a turn in our life. To make a turn is to give return. What it means to make a turn? To transform our deep-rooted weaknesses, deep-rooted sanskaras. We have transformed our nature, our habits to some extent. But why the world is still not transforming is because each one of us have not transformed our deep-rooted sanskaras. It is still becoming an obstacle in our efforts. So before Shivratri, I would like to recommend each one of you to do some tapasya with determination. First of all, identify what is that strong sanskara, that strong weakness which keeps coming as an obstacle in my Brahmin life, you know, that I really want to make a turn. That means 180 degrees, totally transform. So that means when you transform that sanskara, you become a new person. So it will be your birthday on Shivratri day. So I think Baba will be very pleased to receive that gift from you as a birthday gift by making a turn in the name of giving return. So we have few days before Shivratri. Baba is coming on the 28th. So do some tapasya with determination, identifying your weaknesses, strong sanskaras, and transform yourself. So Baba will be pleased and he will shower you with ocean of blessings. The second thing that we can do to give return is nothing but, as Baba says, become equal to the Father. Baba is waiting in the subtle region for us to join him. That is why he keeps telling us, don't call me now to come to the corporeal world to meet you. I have been obeying you for years and years. Whenever you called, I came. But now I am calling you. You come to me, to the subtle region, and let us go hand in hand together to the soul world. So the second thing that we can do in order to return to Baba is to put on the costume of an angel and convert this physical world into subtle region. Transform our form and stay longer time in the subtle region. Adopt your angelic dress and celebrate meeting with Baba, not just for an hour, but like becoming resident, equal to the avyakt form. As we know that each one of us have our avyakt form, angelic form waiting for us in the subtle region to adopt us. So all that I need to do is invoke my angelic form, adopt that form and just be that. To become equal to the Father is to give the return. And the third thing that Baba keeps on reminding us is actually become an embodiment of solution and not problem. Become an embodiment of solution, not excuses, but solution. So let me check myself thoroughly. Am I in any way a problem to myself, to the family, to the yajna, in service, in whatever way am I any problem? So if at all, then let me become the solution. So this is why Baba says that we have taken the challenge to solve the problem of the world. So in one word, I would say to become obstacle proof, problem proof is to give return. And fourthly, to give return to Baba, in other words, is like following Father at every step. I don't need to say anything. My life is a reflection of giving return. You know, I remember Dadi Janki was sharing when Sakar Baba became avyakt. She was little bit sad. Now Baba is not here. You know, what we are going to do? How we are going to listen to the Murli? Things like that. So when avyakt Bab Dada came on the 21st, when Baba met her, Baba said, you now have to give return for all the sustenance that you have received from Sakar to those who come in the avyakt. And so that gave Dadi so much responsibility. Since then, she was filled with enthusiasm and she began to share all those experiences that Baba gave them in that 14 years of tapasya. And so really, you know, we are all very fortunate souls. You know, those who met Sakar Baba, they are fortunate, but we are not less fortunate. Those who have had the opportunity to meet Avyakt Bap Dada over the years and meet all the ancestor souls over the years. And so all that we need to do is to make them free from our concerns and worries. So let me become a solution and not a problem. So that is one of the return that we can give to Baba. The fourth thing, as I said, follow father at every step. You know, don't follow any brother or sister. Then if you follow father, you will definitely become like Baba and you will go home with Baba. And the fifth thing that what is very important is to make my aim and qualifications equal. You know, many times we have very high aim, but qualifications are not matching. So because of that, sometimes we become disheartened. You know, when we check, but we don't change. So if it keeps happening over a period of time, so we become a bit disheartened, maybe thinking, oh, I may not be a soul who comes in the golden age. Maybe I am not so fortunate. So we shouldn't bring such thoughts into our mind, but keep the aim and qualifications equal. That will automatically make you give the return. Because when you make your aim and qualifications equal, you are going to glorify Baba. Because now son shows father, daughter shows mother. So our behavior, our activities should make a show of our father and mother. Seeing us, people should start thinking whose children these are. Who are these angels? Where they have come from? What kind of sustenance they have received? So giving sustenance, giving return is to give the sustenance that we have received to other souls and bring them closer to Baba. So I think we should start preparing to look at this little bit seriously before Shivratri comes. Because Shiv Jayanti this year, we are celebrating 86 years of Shiva's incarnation. Maybe I was not with Baba for so many years, but whenever I became a Brahmin, that is my birthday. Shiv Jayanti is also my birthday. So Baba has given us many gifts. So let us prepare real gift, create a stage, you know, create a stage, maintain the stage and present yourself in front of Baba. Baba is not anticipating to receive any physical gift. But this is really the gift he would be happy to receive from us. Huh? Are you ready to give that for Shiv Jayanti to Baba? Yeah? So one is to give the return so that I feel happy that, you know, at least I have done something before I return home. Now the second is return journey. You know, we know that whether I want or not, I have to go home. But there are two ways of going home. One is with honor, the other is with dishonor. So all of us can make effort to return home with honor by increasing our yoga power and finishing settling all our karmic accounts. with the power of yoga, with the power of elevated actions. So Dharmaraj will say, bye bye, go ahead, green channel. You don't need to stop. Your return journey will be with Baba. So that is why it is not time now to create any karmic accounts with anyone. Because we have a lot of karmic accounts to settle. Even now we are seeing practically Brahmins all around the world are settling their karmic accounts, whether it is physical, mental, financial, relationship. It's already happening. So I need to accept, you know, I don't need to blame anyone for whatever is happening in my life at present. Because this is the final period. We have to settle accounts of karma. Whatever we have created knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, subconsciously. So we have to settle, right? But keep attention not to make a new account. So that is very important, because now if I create a new account, because I have to experience 100-fold punishment before I settle. So if I choose to go home with honor, one thing is I must increase my excess of good actions in my credit. So when I think about the return journey, the first thing that comes to my mind is, I ask myself, how did I come from the soul world? The first time when I descended in the golden age, entered into the womb of the mother in the golden age, how was I? How did I come? I was totally satopradhan, totally clean, totally pure, karmatit, complete, perfect. So I have to create that stage now before I return. So that should be our concern now, to create satopradhan, karmatit, complete, you know, clean stage. As I came down from the soul world, I have to go back in the same way. The second thing, of course, you know, when I came down, I came as a bodiless soul. Incorporeal, bodiless soul. So I have to return home in the same way. So what preparations are you making for your return journey? You know, I was thinking, when somebody is migrating from one country to other, no, they start to pack up. They start to sort out what things to take, what things to leave. You know, they start sorting out. They start packing up. So the first preparation I need to do is, I need to think about what am I going to take with me in this return journey. What did I bring first of all? What I am going to take with me? Nothing physical. Nothing physical. So I just need to now, you know, shorten my life. Make my life very simple. Because the more complicated, the more difficult for you to pack up. So return journey reminds you to have the power to pack up. By now, your bedding and your baggage should be ready, packed. Why I'm saying this is because two whistles for return journey is already blown before we came. You know, Just like in the train station, the train first, your train comes to the platform, they will ring one bell. Secondly, second bell to ask the passengers to sit on their seat in their number. When the third bell rings, the train will leave the station. So we all have come to Baba when the two bells have already rang. When Baba became avyakt, Mama became avyakt, now the third bell means go home. No choice. So am I ready with my bags and baggage? Have you transferred your bag and baggage? Bag is physical, baggage is mental. Bag is physical. That is why Baba keeps telling us, you know, use your body, mind and wealth. Transfer everything to Baba. It is like checking in your luggage. Whatever you check in, that is what you will get when you go to your destination. So have you checked in your bags? Ask yourself. You know, because we have to go empty hand, cannot take any baggage, no hand luggage allowed. And baggage, a lot of baggage, we have accumulated a lot of baggage, waste thought, negative thoughts, impure thoughts, unnecessary thoughts, so much baggage. I have to now transform it totally, because now I have to make myself so light that I can fly with the third whistle in no time. Baba is not going to wait for you. So I would suggest that make your life very simple. Don't have too many things. You know, just simple, so that also surrender to Baba. I'm using as a trustee only. Nothing is mine. So for return journey, the first thing that you need to do is to pack up. Sort out your things. What you are going to take, what you are going to leave behind, pack up. And pack up means three things spiritually. One is to put a full stop to the past in a second. Have I learned that art? Bap Dada has conducted this drill so many times. In 1 second, full stop means stop. Secondly, pack up means to make expansion into essence. No more beating around the bush. Finish. You know, expansion into essence. And thirdly, making mountain into molehill. Not molehill into mountain, like what Baba said on Sunday, Murli, making Ramayana story, Mahabharata story, you know, no need now. That is not the time now to justify yourself, to prove yourself, you are right, the other person is wrong. It's not time now. Full stop. So if you are practicing these three aspects spiritually, and physically, if you have transferred your bag and baggage, you are free to fly. Are you ready? Because now anything happens. See, of course the world may continue. Who knows about this body? How long I am going to be in this body? So I have to be ever ready, isn't it? Anytime the soul can leave the body. So have I done this work for myself, for my return journey? Because when I go into another body, I can't make any effort. Whatever effort I have made now, that will be with me for the future. So first thing, pack up. Don't have any expansion. Don't buy new car. Don't buy new property. Don't buy, unnecessary extending when there is no time. And second thing, very, very important, is to practice bodiless stage many, many, many times during the day. Even yesterday, Murli Baba said, every day Baba reminds us, because I came naked and I have to go naked. So I have to kill this consciousness of the body, delete the consciousness of the body in such a way it doesn't exist. You know, the separation of soul and body should be so clear that I come when I want, I can detach when I want. Not only detachment, what we need now is upram, beyond. So Moini Ben was saying the other day, you know, detach above and beyond. First is detach, then above and beyond. So practice bodiless stage many times, you know, during the day. And bodiless stage means living as if I am dead. Dying alive is bodiless stage. When you die, the world is dead for you. So we need to practice incorporeal bodiless stage as many times during the day. So those of us who have that practice, because in the end, when the third whistle will blow, it will be a whole chaos in the world, but I can still detach myself and fly home. And the fourth important preparation for return journey is purity. Purity is a must. Complete purity, you know. Not even a lack of purity even in my dream. Because it is this power of purity that helps me to fly with Baba. In a second, the power of purity works like laser. So check your level of purity, you know, in thought, in words, action, relationship, attitude, you know, vision, action, dream, to what extent there is the level of purity, so that I know I am ready to go home with Baba, because God is ever pure. To hold His hand and go home as a companion is not an ordinary thing, you know. To hold God's hand and go home as a companion, you need that level of purity too. And also another aspect that is very important for our return journey is practice of silence. Because Baba has been telling us, even yesterday Murli Baba gave the slogan, until now we are wasting words a lot, let alone thoughts, you know. So now actually we need to accumulate a lot of power of silence. Because we have to go via subtle region. When we came straight from the soul world. But now we have to go via the subtle region. So as much as possible, you know, speak less, speak softly, speak sweetly, and with signal whenever necessary. So you accumulate the power of words, then it will automatically help you to accumulate the power of thoughts. Because suddenly you cannot go into silence. You know, you may sit in yoga for 8 hours, but if your mind is not silent, you are not practicing any yoga, right? So I need to really check myself. Can I silence my mind? You know, even not only mind, I need to silence my eyes. I need to silence my ears. I need to silence my mouth. Because even silence is necessary in every sense organ. Because the home, soul world, is a land of silence. Nothing but silence prevails. So I need to live that life here now, so that when time comes, I can fly home easily. Now the power of silence, we need to embrace very much in preparation for going home. And another very important, the key that helps to open the door of the soul world, which is the key. You know, what dharana that we all have in the form of a gathering, that works like a key, is unlimited, attitude of unlimited disinterest. Baba has said it very clearly, that is the key to open the doors to Parandham. So I need to check, I have an attitude of unlimited disinterest? What it means to have unlimited disinterest? That means no attraction, no desire, no attachment, no influence. You know, it is a kind of totally beyond influence. Beyond. That's why Baba gives the example of the crematorium. Baba says, the world is like a crematorium. Everybody is dead. So when you have that kind of thought, you have a temporary unlimited disinterest. But I need to create an attitude of unlimited disinterest for four things. First of all, for my own body. Then bodily relations, then worldly objects. We still are dependent, so much attracted to things, you know, physical things made out of matter. But the most important disinterest that we have not had yet is for our own old sanskaras. So when I have disinterest for my own old sanskara, then you will find that, you know, your anchor is lifted. You begin to move. Even though you are here, others can feel that you are not here. Just like Sakar Baba, a few years before he became Avyat, people could feel from Sakar Baba that even though he was listening, he was talking, he was moving with everyone, but he was not here. You know, while he will do everything, but then rest of the time, his intellect was beyond this world of matter. So that kind of detachment and loving both need to be practiced. You know, not detachment means what? Untouched by anything. This is called Nyara. Untouched. You know, today somebody says something, we are already affected, we are hurt. Something happens, we already take sorrow. But detachment, don't take sorrow. Don't take hurt, because you are beyond. So this attitude of unlimited disinterest is the key that opens the door to the soul world. And Baba has mentioned it very clearly, that when all souls living in this world have that unlimited disinterest, at the same time the return journey will begin. And it is happening now. Now, looking at the situation in the world, people are getting that kind of disinterest, but it is still temporary. You know, after some time they get back into their normal routine. But we, Baba's children, need to create that disinterest permanently, so that our unlimited disinterest will inspire people to let them know that this world is going to transform soon. So actually, the kind of life that we are leading now should inspire people, it's time to go home. We don't need to tell people. You know, just like I remember when there is some children taking examination at home, you know, the whole home, house will be in the atmosphere of study. Even though children are giving exam, but the atmosphere at home will be just like, you know, examination, no TV, no game, no laughter, no entertainment, study. So then people know that somebody is writing examination. That is why the atmosphere is like this. So we need to create an atmosphere. See, atmosphere is created on the basis of attitude. And attitude is created on the basis of our thoughts and feelings. So if all of us have this thought and feeling, we have an unlimited attitude of disinterest, the vibration will create an atmosphere. Why when you go to crematorium you have disinterest? Because everybody is thinking, oh, one day we are going to die like this, what is life after all? You know, like a kind of disinterest for life. Everybody has the same thought in the crematorium. But now we have to create that kind of attitude together as a family. So then it will inspire people. They will also begin to see. But only one thing which is important for Baba's children is, at the same time we have the intoxication of the coming new world. That is why Baba says, keep mukti in one eye and jivan mukti in the other eye. What it means is, on one side have an attitude of unlimited disinterest, but on the other side also have the intoxication of the coming new world. Now this is why one thing I have learned this year, not to think I am going to become a deity. Not to think I am going to the golden age in the future. No, change your thought. I am a deity. I am in the golden age now. Because this is our first birth. If you are not a deity now, how will you become deity in the future? The sanskara of a deity has to be instilled now. And how to experience jivan mukti in the confluence age? Two things, simple things. One is, jivan mukti in the confluence age means everything in your life will be constant. Happiness constant, power constant, stage constant. Golden age means constant. So when you have everything constant in your life, you are living in golden age now. You are experiencing jivan mukti now. And second thing is, in the golden age, they don't remember the past, they don't remember the future, they live in the present. So if you want to experience golden age now, live in the present. Don't think about the past. Don't worry about the future. That is called living in golden age in the confluence age. So Baba is giving us jivan mukti of the confluence age now, and I have to instill that sanskara. So why I am saying to think of yourself as a deity? Deity means complete and perfect. Deity means all virtuous, completely viceless. You know, the qualifications, so I will be able to bring those qualifications now, here. Not dreaming at some time I will become a deity. Not anticipating. That's why Baba keeps telling us your behavior should be royal. You know, you are eating, you are sitting, you are talking. You be like a deity. Deity means the one who always give. Denevala, no? Devta, data. So there is no desire in the deity life because they have everything. So our life in the conference age should be like that. You know, so we should now live in the soul world longer. We should now live in the subtle region longer. We should live in the golden age longer. Here only visitor. Yeah? This time you go from Madhuban. Why you go from Madhuban? Even now itself you start practicing that you are resident of the subtle region. You are resident of the soul world. You are resident of the golden age. You are here just temporarily visiting. My home is Parandham. Every now and then, go back. You know, just for the sake you put on the costume, finish, go back. So that is why one practice that helps me to prepare for my return journey is every morning you create this thought in your mind, I, the soul, I am an incarnation. I am incarnating from the soul world to this world to play my role. So an incarnation doesn't have any karmic account. An incarnation only comes to give God's message. That is all. So if you maintain that consciousness, you don't create any karmic account. I'm here as an incarnation. My duty over, I go back. So I need to really practice, you know, Karan Karavanhar consciousness in both ways. One is Karan Karavanhar consciousness with the body. I am Karavanhar and also Karanhar. And Baba is also Karan Karavanhar. He is the one who does and he gets things done. So in a way, you know, the feeling should be my anchor should be lifted now from this world. All four types of detachment, you know, detachment from the body, bodily relation, worldly objects and my sanskara. So the Baba says wherever you use the word mine, you see Baba. Wherever you see, you know, I, you say Baba, my means Srimad. So when you replace these words, then you will automatically move away from that attachment. So I think it is good that before Shivratri, you know, do some special personal tapasya. I remember Dadi Janki sharing her experience. Once she came to Madhuban, and she wanted to get rid of some weakness that she had. And she requested Baba to spend, you know, 40 days in Madhuban. And she did tapasya 40 minutes, 3 times a day for 40 days. Focusing only to totally destroy that weakness that was existing. And she did it finally with determination. So I think it is possible. We have 1 week time. So create your own timetable because you have lot of time here. You have come here for tapasya, you know, solitude, silence, which you wanted. And you are lucky souls. So many people want to come, but you had the chance to be here. So make use of this every second. Every thought in a useful way, you know, especially present a beautiful gift to Avyakt Bhaktada this time, yeah, in Shivratri day. So what he wanted from us, even 2 days ago in one of the blessing, Baba said, the return for the love for Baba is to make it turn. So when I change myself, the old sanskara, so that means I have totally transformed. So I won't appear to be the same person what I was before. So create some program for yourself and enjoy being in the company of Baba, and use the word return in both ways. I want to give the return for what Baba has given me, and I am ready to go home with Baba. You know, am I ready? What is keeping me back? So you can just check and change your life. So in that way, you know, we will be able to fulfill Baba's hopes and become the lamp of Baba's hope in this life. Okay? Om Shanti. So others are joining now for meditation. So we will continue with the meditation. Even in this meditation time, you can focus just, you know, to become bodiless soul and remind yourself how you came from the soul world, and now I'm returning to my home in the same stage. So check yourself and see how long you can stay with Baba in the incorporeal stage in the soul world. Because when we go, we won't be able to know we are in the soul world. It's only when we have body we can experience being in the soul world, right? So this evening let us focus, especially as a group and individually, to stay longer as a point of light with Baba, a point of light, and experience the sweet silence of the soul world. Om Shanti.